Vision Corner!
Happy New Year, and welcome back to Vision Corner. For today's podcast, we will be talking about cause and effect switches, augmentative communication devices. While a student is learning to use tangible symbols to communicate, they can also use cause and effect switches. A cause and effect switch in the field of teaching is often called a Big Mac or Little Mac. No, I'm not talking about McDonald's hamburgers. Our students don't usually eat McDonald's. Okay, so what is a Big Mac switch anyways? It is a large circular button that a student presses to initiate a pre-recorded message. Often, the pre-recorded message says something like yes, or yes, I want that, or no, or more. The Big Mac switch is often red, which makes it easier for students with severe multiple disabilities and visual impairments to see. One of the key components that a teacher of the visually impaired, along with classroom staff and family members, need to keep in mind is placement of the switch. Some students do best with it placed directly in front of them or within arm's reach, because motorically, it is the best place to hit the switch and see it. It can be hard for some students to raise their hands up to be able to reach the switch. So it might be easier for the switch to be placed such that the student can slide their hand along the table and reach it. Then there are students who don't have the ability to move their hands or arms. So using a head switch is helpful, such that the switch is aligned with a student's head movement, so it can be activated on the left or right side. The next switch that performs the same function is a Lomax switch. It too is a cause and effect switch that allows the learner to activate it to communicate a pre-recorded single message. What's the advantage? The size is much smaller and it's more portable. Lomax switches also have a slanted angle to them, which makes it easier for some students to activate. Lomax switches have a red top to them. There are also other colors, but red is usually the best place to start. Teaching a student to use a cause and effect pre-recorded switch takes time. The student needs opportunities to explore and press it to hear the message. The student needs time to build cognitive meaning around when the switch is pressed and when the message plays. Something happens. Then the student needs to understand that they can control the outcome of the response of a teacher or whomever is engaging in the activity by pressing the switch. Finally, the student needs to be able to repeat this switch pressing with intention to show mastery of understanding. When breaking down each of these learning tasks, as an educator, parent, or as the listener, we realize there are so many cognitive processes that have to happen for both understanding and connection, and ultimately learning. Many of my students throughout the 15 years that I have been a teacher have used cause and effect, Big Mac, and Little Mac switches. One student I worked with used head switches. She has one switch to indicate hello on her right side and another on the left to indicate more. The student intentionally greeted me using the hello switch. During the lesson, I asked questions for the student to indicate whether she wanted more of an activity. The student consistently pressed the switch with her head on the left to indicate more at the appropriate times. This student was able to learn that the switches had meaning. Pressing one switch versus another yielded a different outcome. She had to move her head to the left or right accordingly to the cognitive task, listened and engaged with the lesson, and responded using the switches. Children with visual impairments and severe multiple disabilities can and do learn. Thank you for tuning into Vision Corner. Please tune in bi-monthly to Vision Corner to learn, cry, smile, and hope for the betterment of children with visual and multiple disabilities. Every child can learn.
Vision Corner.